with you.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, Pastor Michael Tembo is talking to us now about a covenant. Let's begin with the very obvious questions, Pastor Tembo. What is a covenant?
Okay. So when we talk about the covenant, a covenant is, in simple terms, an agreement. An agreement that is made between two parties that needs to be fulfilled from each end of the parties. So when you talk about a covenant, it's more like you are making an oath or a promise or something, a relationship that is actually binding between two people that have got terms that need to be followed for it to be fulfilled.
So what's the difference between a covenant and a contract?
The covenant and the contract. When we talk about the difference between the covenant and the contract, I would say for the covenant, it's more on a relationship aspect, whereby when we talk about the contract, normally we put it in the cycles outside the cycle. We put it in the cycles of employment, we put it in the cycles of the corporate world. But the covenant is something that we normally use in the biblical context.
Well, did they not have contracts in the Bible context?
The contracts were there. The contracts were there. But when we're talking about God making a covenant with his people, in other words, there is a symbiotic relationship between these two terms. They can look as if they're the same term, but they're actually different in context.
So bring us to an understanding of these differences.
Okay. So an understanding to the difference between the covenant and the contract.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So like I'm saying, the contract, the covenant in our context is something that you become into an agreement that is maybe between two parties, you and God. And then whereby a contract normally has to deal with the unemployment. So there is a party that is more in charge of the terms compared to the other party when it comes to the issues of a contract, whereby a covenant is supposed to be a relationship. So they say a contract is supposed to be something that is legally binding, meaning that it's in the corporate world most of the time when we talk about the use of this technique. But a covenant is supposed to be a spiritual agreement. But both of them have an aspect of agreement in them.
I'm not sure if that helps me much there, Mfundis, because the idea when we look at covenants in the Bible, they appear to be contracts as we understand them today. Do you want to give us an example in the Bible of what is a contract and still another example from the Bible that is a covenant?
Okay. I think the main difference between the contract and the covenant can be seen in an aspect where one is, it's evident when someone breaks either of the agreements. The difference between the contract and covenant is that a contract is valid when one of the involved parties, the contract is invalid. It becomes invalid when one of the involved parties violates it. But on the other hand, a covenant can remain intact even when another party breaches it. So the covenant is a bit flexible in terms of making the relationship between the two parties go on, whereby the covenant is a bit flexible compared to the contract. Maybe if we can give a biblical example, we would say when you are in employment, you get a contract. Possibly you breaching that contract warrants the termination of your contract, whereas when you break the covenant, there is still a possibility, there's still a chance that God can still come back so that you can maintain that covenant with him.
So, do you want to give us some examples from the Bible?
The biblical example for a contract and a covenant.
Correct.
All right. Now, let me begin with covenant. The covenant is a promise that we find from the Bible. I think it begins from the time of Abraham. It also actually would say it begins from the time when God actually creates man, from the book of Genesis chapter 1. And then he puts man in charge of everything. And then he tells man that you are going to rule over these things and all that. The covenant comes from the word berit, for that is actually found as early as in the book of Genesis itself. So there are a lot of covenants that we find in the Bible. For example, we find the covenant that God makes with Noah just before the flood and after the flood. We also find the covenant that God begins to make with Abraham, the covenant that he makes with the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, as well as the Israelites after that. So all those were covenants that we find in the Bible. But when we talk about contracts, a contract, I would say, if we were to give a biblical example, perhaps we could refer to the many scriptures in the Bible that talk about parables in the Bible, like when Jesus talks about there was this kind of worker who was supposed to do this and that, and then because they could, or the issue of talents, somebody failing to fulfill the requirements that are needed to a particular work, and then they are warranted or proved to be wrongdoers at the end of the day because they have not fulfilled the agreement with the master. So the contract mainly has to deal with somebody that is more in charge of you, a master that is in charge of a servant, and the servant failing to fulfill the work requirements that are needed at master. And hence, they are punished because of that.
Okay. So today, would you be able to point to us what constitutes a covenant and what isn't? In today's time now?
In today's time, when we talk about what constitutes a covenant.
Yes. Do we still have people entering into covenants today?
Yes, we still have people that enter into covenants today. So a covenant can either be a spiritual agreement, as we have said, a binding legal agreement that is there between us and God. But we can also get into a covenant with our fellow human. We can get into a marriage covenant, for example, because marriage is supposed to be a covenant that is perpetual. We can also get into many other different covenants where we agree or we vow to do things and fulfill them, breaking them. It's also a promise that we make. A covenant is more of a promise that we make. And I'm sure humans even today are still making promises to one another, saying that we're going to fulfill this, we're going to fulfill that. All those are actually covenants. It's only that we do not take them as serious as they're supposed to be taken.
So there are people who are in covenant, they don't even know it.
There's a possibility, yes, that you can be in a covenant that you don't even know because you're just taking it to be something that is light. Otherwise, when you make an agreement, when you make a promise with somebody, it needs to be fulfilled. And that's supposed to be a covenant that binds you, that ties you to be able to fulfill that requirement.
So your answer is yes?
Yes.
Okay. Is it possible to get into a covenant and not know it? Because I thought your explanation was this is something that you go into knowingly. How is it a covenant if you don't know you're in it?
Okay, so like I had said, a covenant in a wider sense can be a promise as well or an agreement. So there are certain times where we get
you said an agreement is a contract.
Okay, I had mentioned that there is a similarity between the two terms. The only difference is the context in which they are used. We normally use the contract mainly when we're talking about the corporate world, things legally binding, documents that are signed in a legal sense. But the covenant is used for spiritual binding. But not only can it be for spiritual binding, when we look at it in a wider sense, a covenant can also be a promise or an agreement that you make between two parties. Either it's with God or it is with an individual. But the covenant term itself is mainly used between God and his people.
Okay.
And so there's the ability that one would promise, one would give a promise to somebody that I'm going to fulfill this for you, but they do not take it as important as it's supposed to be taken. So perhaps you can even overlook what you had promised to somebody, but that initially is supposed to be a covenant because when you promise somebody or you promise something, you're supposed to fulfill. No wonder I think there's a scripture in the Bible that actually says, do not vow over things that you are not going to fulfill.
So can we go to the scriptures now? You've given us some perspective, some insight, some definitions. Do we have any scriptural support for these definitions of a contract or a covenant or both?
Okay, now I think for the scriptures we can dwell much on the covenant aspect than the contract. For the covenant, yes, we have scriptures that talk about the covenant. You read from the book of Genesis chapter 9, verse 11, it's talking about the covenant that God makes with Abraham. Then there is the redemptive partnership between Abraham.
I do wish that we can read them, Pastor, so that we can get these definitions. If you're saying the definition in the story of Abraham, can we kindly read it?
Okay. Just a moment. Let me just open my Bible quickly so that I can read that. Okay, Genesis chapter.
Are you going to tell us where you're reading from, Pastor?
Yes, I will. Let me just open the Bible.
I've got mine open before me. Where would you like us to read?
Okay. Can you just go to Genesis chapter? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, Pastor.
All right. So you can open Genesis chapter 9.
Okay. Verse 11. Which verse is that again, Pastor?
Verse 11.
Verse 11 reads, "And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth."
Okay, so that's the covenant that God makes with Noah after the flood.
Yeah, but it doesn't give us a definition, Pastor. How do we define a covenant there? It says God is going to establish a covenant, but it doesn't tell us what a covenant is.
Okay, so the Bible doesn't really make definitions of things. So like I had mentioned earlier, when you look at the meaning for the word covenant itself, it has to come from the interpretation of the word. What does the word mean from the Bible, which is the actual Hebrew term for covenant, which is berit. So that one is the one that gives us a principle that a covenant is an agreement, a promise that is made between two parties. Like we can see, or we can build from the context of the verse, God makes a covenant, or God promises Abraham or Noah that I will never again destroy man with a flood.
Okay.
So we get definition by principle based on the usage of the word in the scripture.
So let's be clear. So you're saying that was a covenant. If that is a covenant, Fundis, that then suggests that it cannot be a covenant without God. When you agree to do anything in the absence of God, that's just an agreement. It's just a contract. But in the presence of God, then it makes it a covenant. Because here, what you have just quoted to us, God is the one who's initiating it. Which gives me another understanding that perhaps if this is a covenant, then people don't initiate covenants. God initiates it. Because here, it is God who initiated this covenant. Correct?
Okay, yeah, for that one we can conclude in that way.
Are they
however,
okay?
What is important to understand is what is the actual meaning of the word covenant? How is it translated?
Say that again, Pastor.
So, the translation for the word covenant, it comes from the Hebrew word berit. So berit, it means a formal agreement between two people, or a formal agreement between God and his people. And I had mentioned earlier that we use the word covenant mainly in the cycles or in the aspect of a spiritual agreement between God and his people. Because usually people do not make a spiritual agreement with themselves. They have to make that spiritual agreement with God. So it's possible that as we talk more about the covenant, God will always be in the picture. But when we look at it from the definition point of view, you see that the covenant is also a promise. It is also an agreement. It's something like a promise or an agreement, meaning that even us, in our context, we can use that term, we can borrow that term to talk about our relationships with each other. So when I make a promise, maybe to my fellow human being also, that can be, in part, more like a covenant that I'm making with them.
Okay. So I noticed that you're insisting on the definition, the Hebrew definition of the word, and I'm okay with that. I thought perhaps you're going to stick with the Latin and the Indo-Germanic, but if you want to stick to the Hebrew version, the word berith does not mean agreement or promise.
Okay. What does it mean?
To cut. To take one thing and tear it asunder, as would be a stone that would be broken in two, and one keeps one half, another one keeps another half, as in cutting the flesh. The word berith, its root word, its sense, its meaning is cutting, not agreement, is it, Pastor?
Yeah, the root word it is for cutting. That's that's the root word. But when we bring it now to our usage as humans, how do we use the term covenant? So these are the things that now we're talking about, the ones that come in afterwards. The covenant that we find with Abraham, the covenant that we find with Noah, the covenant that God makes with his people, they are all, in essence, an agreement between God and himself, God and his people.
Okay. All right. All right. That's our first study of covenants for this week. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Really appreciate you coming through. Looking forward to the second part of our conversation tomorrow, studying still more about covenants. Would you like to close for us with a word of prayer, Mfundisi?
Sure. Let's pray. Eternal loving Father in heaven, we thank you for according us this opportunity to share and discuss your word. As we continue to look into the aspects of the covenant and understanding, realizing that you are a covenant-making God, we pray and ask that may you be with us, may you guide us, and above all, may you continue to be faithful even unto us. For this we ask in the saving name of our Lord and Savior, even forevermore to come. Amen.
Michael Tembo, thank you very much. We really appreciate your time, Pastor.
Thank you very much.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.